Today we have a special guest speaker, and he hails from Massachusetts. He's a longtime pastor in New Hampshire and in Massachusetts. Currently, he and his wife are doing missions work in Asia, and they spend much of their time there helping to equip the church and its leaders to serve and to shepherd the flock. And so today I introduce to you Pastor Joseph Lee. And
good morning.
我今天穿的衣服跟我带的这个披肩不是我平常讲道的时候穿的。
This is not my normal dressing when I'm preaching, but this is something special that I wear to Christ and the clothing.
这个肩带是 我的父亲在他过世前一年病危的时候，他的学生就是送给他的。This
is given to my father before he passed away. One of his students gave it to him as a present.
那个可以看一下那个投影片。You
can go to the first slide.
这里面有九位牧师，那么其中有。 七位是这个原住民的牧师，台湾原住民的牧师。
All of the nine pastors, seven of them are the Aboriginal people from Taiwan.
这七位里面，其中有六位已经都退休了。
All of the seven, six has already retired.
他们曾经在我父亲办的三地基中心，就是学习手艺，也学习圣经。
They have learned in the center that my father founded. They learned Catholic and also learned Bible.
当他们学业完成的时候，我父亲鼓励他们去念神学院，他们后来就成为牧师。
They became pastors after they finished the trade school. My father encouraged them to go to seminary, so they became pastors.
他们用这个肩带，就是送给我父亲，表达我父亲对原住民宣教跟栽培的贡献。He
gave me this as a memorial, as a present for my father, for remembering his contribution to the Aboriginal peoples and his mission to among them.
这个肩带是给酋长的。This
is someone for Levi chief.
平常他们是左肩右斜挂的，是照片上一样。
Normally, it was from one side to the other side.
Yeah, 我不敢得到这个荣耀，或者是要来纪念我的父亲，所以我把它像这个讲道的袋子一样带上。So
instead of wearing it like a hoop, I just wear it normally, like a piece it wears, vertically.
我父亲在二次世界大战结束的时候，住院到。
At the end of Second World War, my father volunteered to be a grade school principal in the rural area.
那一年就是十月的时候，他们庆祝台湾光复纪念日。October 10th
of that year, they remember the independence of Taiwan.
乡里面就举行运动会来庆祝。So
they had an athletic meet to celebrate that.
运动会。 完了以后，他们就喝酒庆祝。
After that, they drink and they celebrated.
然后他们酒喝完了，就去敲校长宿舍的门。
After they finished drinking, they locked on the door of the principal.
问校长说有没有酒可以给我们喝？
Any more wine for us to drink?
我父亲说我没有酒。
My father said, no, I did not.
他们说没有酒，人生有什么快乐？
He said, if there's no wine, then what is the happiness in life?
我的父亲说有，我信耶稣，我很快乐，我喜欢唱歌，我唱歌的时候我很快乐。
My father said, yes, I have happiness because I believe in Jesus and I sing. When I sing, I'm happy.
他们要不到酒喝，说那唱歌给我们听吧。
They could not get any liquor, so they said, why don't you sing to us?
我父亲就教他们唱耶稣爱我，我知道。
So my father taught them this song, Jesus loves me, this I know.
然后就把耶稣的故事告诉他们。
And then my father told them about the story of Jesus.
那一天晚上，这两个来敲校长室门的年轻人就接受耶稣做他们的主。
These two young men that came to lock the door of my father David gave the Lord Jesus as the Lord and Savior that evening.
第二天晚上，他们又来了。
The second night they came again.
啊，不仅是他们两个人，他们又带了他们的同伴一起来敲校长室的门。
Not just the two of them, they brought along the companions. They locked on the door of the principal.
然后。那里就开始查经班的聚会。
That was how the Bible study group was started.
半年以后，有宣教士过来帮忙。
About half a year later, a missionary came over to help.
不到一年。
Less than a year.
五峰乡长老教会就在那边成立。
A church was formed by the 五峰乡 elder.
下一张投影片可以看到，这是96年的时候啊。社教五十周年啊、我父亲参加他们的啊圣堂啊五十年感恩礼拜。
This is a picture of the 50 years anniversary of that church. I was in 1996.
十年以后，我有机会跟我哥哥也去参加他们六十周年的礼拜。
10 years following that, I and my older brother was able to go there and attend the 50th anniversary celebration.
他们把我父亲列在啊创始牧师啊的行列里头。
They listed my father as among the founding pastors.
我父亲不是宣教士。
My father was not a missionary.
他也不是传道人。
He was not a pastor.
但是因为他有一个宣教的心。
Because of his heart for mission.
他把福音带给啊就是原住民当中。
He brought the gospel among the aborigines.
我父亲后来把这个耶稣爱我，我知道。我想当年他是用日文教他们唱的歌。
And he used this song to teach them. Jesus loved me, this I know. It was originally sung in Japanese.
后来他用台湾话把它改写。
And then he rewrote it in Taiwanese.
我想唱给大家听。
他们听的是什么？
耶稣听话，我知影，伫身边拢无惊，听话亲像伊细声，肯为我把杀生命。主耶稣听话。主耶稣听话，主耶稣听话，永远听话不散。Jesus has been this I know, for the Bible tells me so.Little one to him belong, lay a wish but be strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Let us pray.
主耶稣，谢谢你，因为你的爱的缘故，使我们能够听到福音，接受你做我们生命的主。愿你自己福音的大能，借着你的儿女愿意出去传扬的舌头，使世人都认识你，能够回转归向你，能够领受天父你那永远的爱。我们今天早晨再一次仰望你，求你自己的恩典，你的能力，你自己爱世人的心，再一次向我们显明，好叫我们都能够回转来归向你。祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.
我们来看圣经马太福音9:35-10.
Let us look at the Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35.
在你们的节目单里头也有。
It's also in your bulletin.
我请 Dr. Yang 做这个。
Okay, we can read this together. And Jesus went to all the town and the villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and hopeless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, and therefore to send our workers into the harvest field." Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
这一段圣经让我们看到耶稣为什么他要来到这个世上。
In this passage, you can see why Jesus had to come to this world.
然后他也讲到，当耶稣看到许多的人的时候， 把耶稣爱世人的心向我们显明。
When he saw many people, they were like without shepherd, then he made known his heart to us, his love to us.
然后提到耶稣的三方面的侍奉。
He talked about the three areas of ministry of the Lord Jesus.
就是他的教训，他宣讲的福音，跟他医病服侍人的侍奉。
It's his teaching and his gospel and his ministry.
从 耶稣的服事的里面，我们认识到耶稣为什么要来到这个世上。
The ministry or service of Jesus, you can see how, why he wanted to come to the world.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们。He
went through different places and saw many people, and he had mercy on them.
他来到这个世上，因为他怜悯世人。He
came to the world because he was merciful to the people.
如同羊，困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Because the people they were harassed and helpless, they were like people like without a shepherd.
我有机会在各地就是旅行的时候，让我最深的感触就是许多的人。
When I travel, I tend to talk to different places. Something that struck me the most is that there are many, many people.
无论是在火车站，是在飞机场，还是在街上，许多许多的人。
Many, many people, whether it's on the street or in the railway station or the airport.
他们如同羊没有牧人一般。
They were like sheep without a shepherd.
一位像我这样年纪的一位弟兄。
It's a brother about the same age as I am.
他也是在北美担任一些科技方面的一些工作。
He was working in technology in North America.
他常常有机会就是到中国比较内地的地方去传福音。
Often times he had a chance to go to the inner part of China to preach the gospel.
他在一个农村里面这个带领聚会。
He was in a rural area in a village. He was leading meeting.
当那一天早上他要离开的时候，
But the morning when he was about to leave,
有一个小女孩就走到他的旁边。
A little girl came beside him.
然后拉着他的手。
And held on to his hand.
说你要走了，我会想你。
I'm going to miss you after you leave.
希望你能够再来。
I hope you can come back.
这位弟兄在分享的时候，
The time the brother was sharing about this,
他说有的时候我们去过一个地方，不一定就会再有机会再回去那个地方。
Sometimes we visit a place and we may not have chance to return to that place anymore.
因为有许多地方要去。
Because many places needed him.
但是那个小女孩拉着他的手的时候，
But when the little girl was holding on to his hand,
他说我的心都化了。
She said, "My heart melted."
他对那个小女孩说，好，我一定要再回来。
He told the little girl, "Yes, I promise I'll come back."
世人他们渴慕要听到神的话。
The people in the world, they search on the word of God.
并且他们也渴慕在神的爱里面，生命能够得到更新跟改变。
It was searching for the renewal and the changing and new life in God.
但是耶稣看到许多的人的时候，他 对他的门徒有一个计划。
Then Jesus saw the people, he had a plan for his disciples.
他对他的门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
The disciple says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
这句话里头，我们看到耶稣跟对他的门徒有一个重要的计划在那里。
We can see that Jesus has an important plan for his disciples.
从福音书的里面，我们看到耶稣就是邀请他的门徒的。说来跟随我。
In the gospel, we see that Jesus invited his followers to say, "Come, follow me."
这句话不仅是一个邀请，也是一个命令。
It was not only an invitation; it was also a command.
但是，耶稣也对他的门徒说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Jesus also said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
我们看到，从耶稣对门徒的心意里头有两方面。
From the heart of Jesus, you can see that Jesus has two desires for his disciples.
就是第一，就是我们要来到耶稣的面前，来跟随我。
Number one, come before the Lord Jesus, come and follow him.
第二，就是要去，要奉主耶稣的名啊，被主差遣。
Number two is to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, sent out by him.
Rick Warren 有两本书对北美有很大的影响，北美的教会有很大的影响。
So Rick Warren has two books of influence in the churches in North America.
一本叫《直奔标杆》
，One is called The Purpose Driven Life.
第二本叫《标杆人生》
And also the another one is The
Purpose Driven Life. Yeah.呀，这两本书，其实表达一件事情，就是对教会而言，教会有一个使命。
This is to say that the church has a commission.
对个人而言，我们每一个人也有一个使命，我们跟随耶稣。
To each one of us individuals as we follow the Lord Jesus, we also have a commission.
那我们在预备要这个新的这个一年的宣教年会在下个礼拜要来到之前。
Before we prepare for the upcoming mission conference this coming weekend,
我也要在这里要弟兄姐妹有一个预备。
I want to let our sisters prepare themselves.
就是你的人生有没有一个使命
？That is, do you have a purpose or mission in your life?
如果你的人生是有使命的话，那么耶稣所托付给你的羊群在哪里
？If you have a purpose and mission in your life, where is the sheep that the Lord Jesus has commissioned to you?
我知道，你们教会是一个非常看重宣教的一个教会。
I know that your church is a very mission-minded church.
但是，当我们讲到宣教的时候
，But as we talk about mission,
可能我们就会想到。就是有一些在海外的一些宣教士。
You think about the overseas missionaries.
但是从宣教人生来看
，But from the purpose given to life, you can see,
每一位跟随耶稣的人都应该有一个宣教的使命。
Each one who follows the Lord Jesus should have a mission given.
重要的是，主所托付给你的羊群在哪里？
The important thing is that where is the flock that Jesus has commissioned to you?
我在中国服事的时候
，As I was serving in China,
有一个教会，他们有一个青少年的短宣队。
When I was serving in China, there was a youth short-term mission team.
我去的这个教会他们其实有蛮多都是从海外。回到中国的。
There were a lot of people that returned from overseas. They were repatriated.
所以他们的青少年其实都是双语的。
So most of the youth are bilingual.
他们回到中国其实也都是上英语学校。
They returned to China and they attend English schools.
但是他们却愿意到比较偏远的地方。去为主做见证。
But they were willing to testify for the Lord in all rural areas.
当他们回来的时候，有一个见证会。
After they returned, there was a testimony time.
那其中有一个这个小弟兄哈是他们全队里面最年轻的一位。
When young brother was the youngest among the team,
大概只有十一二岁
，maybe 11 or 12 years old。
在整个队当中，他的个子也最小。
He was also the tallest in the team。
但是他做见证的时候
，But as he was giving his testimony，
他就说这些小孩就是他们很乖，他们很听话，但是他们也有这些小孩也有顽皮的。
He said that these children that they used to do, they were some of them very good and they listen, but some of them they were kind of naughty.
然后说我跟这些小孩讲故事的时候，他们怎么样怎么样。
He said I was teaching them, telling them stories what they did and they did different things.
第三次他在说就是这些小孩的时候
，The third time that he did children。
底下的这个弟兄姐妹就都笑了。
The brothers and sisters they laughed，
因为他其实就是一个小孩。
Because he himself was a little child。
啊，但是你不要看他年纪小。
But do not look down on his age。
在短宣队里面，他是非常红的。
So we don't use because in the amongst the captain team, he was performing very well. You see。
因为他很会讲故事。
He was very good at telling stories。
当他讲故事的时候，他所带的这些小孩都非常的喜欢他。
As he was telling the stories, the children he was telling stories, they loved him very much.
但是，当他在说这些小孩的时候
，But as he was again saying this little children,
我看到他有一颗宣教的心。
He has a heart for mission.
因为他在说这些小孩的时候，这些小孩。就像是他的羊群一样，是他所宝贝的。
Because he was in that distance, this didn't seem like the sheep that he was under his care, something that he treasured.
什么时候我们从耶稣的眼光来看这个世界的时候
？Whenever we look at the world from the eyes of Jesus,
我们会看到神怜悯。
Then, as you see the eyes of Jesus, then you see the heart of compassion that God has towards people.
这就是我们因此可以领受一个宣教的使命。
Because of this, we can receive the commission of mission.
我父亲当年在圣灵的感动里面，在台湾光复的时候，去到山里面去做小学的校长。
Back then, after Taiwan was liberated again, my father was prompted by the Holy Spirit that he went to the up on the mountain to be a great school principal.
他不是宣教士。
He was not in missionary.
但是他也是宣教士。
But he was also a missionary.
因为他带着爱，带着神怜悯世人心到那边。
Because he went out with love, with the compassion that God had for people.
福音就传开来
，and the gospel was proclaimed，
教会就建立起来
，and the church was planted。
我的母亲在晚年的时候写给我父亲一封信，里面这样说
：During my mother's old age, he wrote a letter to my father, and he said this。
他说那一些年在山里面教书的日子。
Those years that you were up on the mountains as you were teaching,
是他一生里面最快乐的日子。
It was the time, the happiest time in her life.
因为虽然就物质的条件来讲，那是最穷困的一段时间。
Because even though materially it was a time they had very little, they were in poverty.
但是当我们看到我们的人生是在神的手里面被他使用的时候
，But as we saw that the light was in the hand of God being used by God，
世人在耶稣基督的爱的里面尝到真正的喜乐和平安
，And people in the love of Jesus taste the genuine love and joy。
传福音的人也是如此
，And this applies to those who preach and proclaim the gospel。
愿今天早晨的见证。能够使我们看到我们人生的使命。
May this testimony this morning can allow us to see the purpose of our life.
让我们在放眼看这个世界的时候
，as we open up our eyes and look at the world，
能够把主的爱能够带给世界每一个角落。
And we can bring the love of God, the love of Jesus to each and every corner of the world。
愿神祝福你们。
May God bless you.